Good evening. The show begins tonight in Damascus and in Gaza. Two airstrikes launched by the Israeli Air Force, we presume, in Damascus, the Israeli Air Force or Army in Gaza. One leading to the destruction of the IRGC command structure for Syria and Lebanon, making war on Israel. The other leading to deaths of civilian NGO workers, part of a convoy to feed the Hamas victims in Gaza, which is the Palestinian people. The investigation of the strike in Gaza continues. The investigation of Damascus strike continues in that Iran is now promising revenge, retaliation, perhaps on Friday, perhaps unknown. Then move to the drone war in Ukraine, talking to Colonel Jeff McCausland. The Ukrainian strike, the third largest refinery in Russia, 800 miles from the battle zone. They also strike a factory near Yekaterinburg, seen to be burning, smoke coming out for miles, perhaps an arsenal. Unknown. Meanwhile, the Russians, using drones or hypersonic missiles, strike an electricity generating plant near Lemberg, Lvov, way west. Off to Taiwan, 7.4 earthquake, rattling the island. They're used to it. The question was, what about TSMC, the very large, high-end producer of microchips that are now embargoed from China, but certainly part of the AI push in the rest of the world? TSMC is reporting nominal and safety precautions in place. No other detail. The rest of the island seems to have survived. There were some casualties. There were people trapped. That'll work out over the next days. And then to India, where I learned from Sadanand Dume that the Congress Party, long out of power now with Narendra Modi's BJP running for its third consecutive term in majority in Parliament, the Congress Party is preaching caste system, to return to the caste system that was seen to hobble India's progress during the earlier centuries. Meaning you are what you're born, and we'll divide up the institutions and hiring according to percentages of what you're born. Sadanand Dume tells me there are 3,000 castes and there are 25,000 subcastes. I'm learning. However, BJP, Narendra Modi, does not advance caste. They follow a caste system that's in place and they inherited. Itself is not positive. Meritocracy is practiced in the tech industry, but Sadanand tells me, unfortunately, not practiced everywhere. Serbia. Serbia is directing a disinformation campaign against Kosovo. Vucic is the president of Serbia. He's playing both sides of the fence, Moscow and Brussels. Ivana Stradner joins to analyze that NATO is best to counter the disinformation with information into Serbia, into Kosovo, into the Western Balkans. Not happening yet. And then a conversation about China and the threat with Peter Husey. China's building nuclear missiles, nuclear-tipped missiles, nuclear weapons all the time. Now conjoined with North Korea that has nuclear weapons, with Moscow that has nuclear weapons, with Tehran that very likely has nuclear weapons. The U.S. is facing four nuclear weapon power adversaries. And I asked Peter, we're following the old Cold War playbook. Certain number of weapons are necessary to cover us and our allies, and that's it. Do we need more weapons? Do we need to decentralize command and control? To Japan, to Korea, to the Philippines, to Australia, to Germany, to Italy. Peter said, it's a question that will be answered in the future. Right now, it's not a question of a nuclear arms race that worries people. It's a nuclear arms race that's already here. And then I turn to Hamas again, a conversation with Victor Davis Hanson. Hamas is the occupier of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is the invader. Hamas is the problem driven by Iran's money. Hamas works for Iran. This idea that it's a Hamas war is wrongheaded. It's a war with Iran fighting its surrogate, Hamas, just as Israel's fending off the provocations by its surrogate, Hezbollah. Conversation about the Central Valley with Victor Davis Hanson. It needs water. There's plenty of water, more than enough, in the Sacramento River, in the American River, in the San Joaquin River. But the environmentalists who run Sacramento's water board hold it back. I don't have an answer as to why. The farm vote in Europe is as strong as ever. Tractors in the middle of Berlin, Rome, Paris, Brussels, protesting a cutback in subsidies, protesting not as much political power as it was, that as they once had. Judy Dempsey tells me that the farmers must get used to the idea of globalized food, not just localized food. Although local is better and shopping local is good, they must be able to compete worldwide. And if they can't, there'll be other fruits and vegetables and food coming in. And then a conversation about Turkey and the Turkish vote that set back Erdogan, the strong man. Hotel Mars is about growing edibles on the moon. Haim Ben Arroyo joins from Rutgers University, not only building habitats, but feeding the colonists on the moon. This is Hotel Mars with David Livingston as well. And then on to Russia and the drone strike against Tenneco and what that does to Russia's economy. Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution says that the Russian refineries are cut back 10, 11, 12%. Yes, that goes to the bottom line. Yes, the White House asked Ukraine not to do it. Yes, the White House is concerned about oil prices that are up. Brent crude is at 89. West Texas, 85, up $4, $5, $6. However, the strikes will probably continue. Bob Zimmerman talks about the routine matter of SpaceX launching not one, not two, but three Falcon 9s with mission payloads from two coasts, the East Coast and the West Coast. Routine. Doesn't even make news unless you go dig it out. And then the solar cycle. A weak solar maximum cycle underway. Or maybe a strong. It goes back and forth. In any event, the solar cycle is incomprehensible. We do not understand it. We just watch it. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. A lot of bad news. The solar cycle's a treat. Talking about the moon colony, a treat. Thank you.